Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Chen Xuan. As a hub connecting domestic and international markets, the Shanghai Waigao Qiao Port Comprehensive Bonded Area has made a lot of progress in resuming operations. 80% of the warehouses in the area have reopened, and bulk commodities trading has been able to continue. Zhang Hong brings us the details.
C. Steinweg Logistics in the Waigao Qiao Port Comprehensive Bonded Area has been busy delivering metals. As work resumption continues in the city, inventory is essential for downstream manufacturing companies in the non-ferrous metal industry, as well as the completion of copper futures contracts. To meet the demand while cross-city transportation was interrupted in Shanghai, the company worked with the bonded area and switched from road transport to waterways. In early May, a ship brought several thousand tons of copper products from Anhui to a port near Waigao Qiao. They were then shipped to C. Steinweg's warehouse in the bonded area by truck.
We submitted our logistics plan to customs to be put on record, saying that the goods will arrive in various trucks rather than being shipped together in large containers. The trucks are allowed in and unload the goods 24/7.
By mid-May, C. Steinweg completed the Shanghai Copper Futures contract at Shanghai Futures Exchange, totaling more than 2,812 tons, accounting for 57% of the Shanghai copper stocks at the Futures Exchange.
Our stocks have returned to 70% of our previous levels. We are able to buy and sell within four commodities markets.
Aside from bulk commodities, warehouses for auto parts, chips, and cross-border e-commerce in the bonded area have also reopened. Automobile imports have also resumed. 38 imported vehicles arrived at the bonded area on May 20th and 21st, with a declared amount of over 20 million yuan. The area allows companies to store imported cars in bonded warehouse so that they don't have to pay taxes before selling them. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Live.
Shanghai's annual semiconductor conference, the world's biggest gathering of integrated circuit leaders, has been postponed for the second time this year due to the COVID-19 resurgence. But despite the challenges, many global market entities have faith in the China market.
Swiss robot maker ABB saw orders increase in China in the first quarter, and the Zurich-based firm is optimistic about the development of the Chinese economy. It also said that China is making great efforts to automate some industries, and it will participate in China's development. U.S. engineering software firm Altair said that it hasn't changed its investment plans in Shanghai or any other Chinese cities. The company is also preparing to hold an online launch event for the new 2022 editions of its software at the end of this month. The confidence these foreign-based firms are showing in the Chinese market is having an effect on smaller local startups like Excel Store Technologies. The Shanghai-based flash storage solution company plans to double its R&D team and step up its marketing efforts, believing that COVID-19 won't have a substantial effect on the integrated circuit industry in the long run.
The Shanghai Education Commission, along with 10 other government departments, released 11 measures to help college graduates with employment and entrepreneurship. State-owned enterprises in the city will increase job openings, and those affiliated to the municipal and district government will make at least 50% of their job openings available for fresh graduates in Shanghai. To encourage business startups, the government will offer each individual business owners as much as 14,400 yuan worth of tax exemptions per year for the first 3 years. The city will also provide affordable rental properties for new graduates working in the city. 227,000 people graduated from college in Shanghai this year, 20,000 more than last year.